All right, really happy now to be talking some fall sports. We're checking in with the directors of athletics from all over the area, and we're going to start with Winthrop High School's athletic director, Matt Serino. Matt, welcome back to MSO.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Well, you know, as we were discussing in our pregame here, things looked a little different in January than they are now. They looked a little different in March than they are now, and this thing has gone up and down. So what I'd like to do is maybe go back and take a look at fall slash spring, because you guys were inundated, and I dare say the ADs were kind of overloaded during, I would say, probably for March on, although I'm sure the whole year was a challenge. But bring me back to fall two and how that kind of transitioned between winter sports at Winthrop and then the spring sports at Winthrop, because, as I said, a little bit of confusion in terms of what the hell was going on from a fan's point of view, but you guys had things pretty well mapped out.
Yeah, so it was definitely a different road to navigate. I mean, you get pretty complacent as an AD because, you know, every year pretty much is the same. So you kind of get a nice little rhythm and groove, and you have, you know, your way of doing things for each season, and all of a sudden COVID hit, and it was kind of like, you know, that routine just was completely thrown out the door. I will say, you know, with the rest of the Northeast Conference, we have a great group of ADs, principals as well, superintendents. So we all kind of came together and came up with a plan that best suited our conference. And thankfully, luckily for our athletes, it worked out tremendously. But it was definitely a unique experience that hopefully, although it doesn't look like it's getting much better, but hopefully it's not as drastic of a change this year. But yeah, it was different because usually, you know, you go from a normal end of winter into the spring sports and you kind of have that 1 month or, you know, at least 3 weeks, depending on how mm-hmm. far your team makes it in the tournament. You usually have that kind of 3 week to regroup, get things ready. This year is as soon as one sport ended, the next sport was, you know, the next season was starting the next day. So, you know, whether it was collecting equipment, collecting uniforms, even giving the kids a chance just to breathe a little bit. Everything seemed to fall right on top of each other, which was definitely not something we were accustomed to. And, you know, like I said, luckily we have a great group that we work with, and we were able to kind of get it off running without any hitches. And forget about, you know, the ADs and administrators. Our coaches and kids were the ones who obviously had to follow through with all the last changes and updates. You know, we weren't even getting accommodation from the MIA until really last minute because they weren't even sure what was in store.
Right, right.
But really, you know, hats off to the kids, the coaches and the parents, because they were the ones who kind of had to just sit back and wait last minute to get the, you know, what the new COVID protocols were going to be, you know, what each sport had to do. I mean, I can only speak for winter, but what we had to have the kids do, it was, you know, it was a lot on them, and they took it in stride. So it certainly, although it was hectic, it made my life a lot easier.
The last time I talked with Winthrop was with John Cadigan during fall two, and the Vikings were having a great football season, very exciting. But across the board, as you mentioned, Matt, the coaches were focused on, number one, safety. And I know that's always part of the protocol, of course, when you coach, but something extra heavy-duty safety this year. And the thing that I noticed that I heard a lot from coaches was the fact that they – and the kids were having so much fun just to be able to compete. So a completely different view. And, of course, at Winthrop, you have a lot of multi-sport athletes. So great for them, probably a great feeling. But the kids helped the coaches who helped you is what I'm hearing you say.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it was a full town effort to kind of get things off and running. And everyone, even, you know, our public health director, our town manager, I mean, you name it, especially in our town, we're such a small, close-knit community. Everyone kind of rallied together to make sure we got things off and running, and everyone kind of bought in, and we really, you know, knock on wood, had no issues, and the kids seemed to have had a great experience, which is really, at the end of the day, all you're asking for.
What about spring sports? It was sort of a shortened season, pretty much, and it carried over past graduation in some cases, but how'd it go overall for Winthrop High School? What were your spring sports like?
Our spring sports, actually, you know, like you just said, it was a little bit shortened of a season, but overall, I mean, all three of our seasons that we were able to participate in, our kids had a blast. I mean, we had a little bit lower number in participations this year, more so just because of COVID, and I think there's a lot of uncertainty. But we, you know, our spring season went off again without a hitch. It also definitely helped midway through that they were able to, get rid of the mask mandate, which helped, and I think was almost like a sense of relief for kids that they were able to have a little bit of normalcy, even though they had to wear them in school. When they were outside, just able to, you know, really play the sport that they love like they always had. Mm-hmm. I think that kind of helped bring the morale up for kids. So really, once we got off and running, our spring sports went very well.
What's the focus been like now for you over summertime? I'm hoping, as I talk to the athletic directors, that you got some time off, because everybody I talk to, aside from the headache of protocol and safety and so on, the rescheduling of games, the logistics of everything was an extra heavy load, you know, for athletic administrators. But what's it been like now in the summertime? Because, again, this thing is still evolving and still changing.
Yeah, so, I mean, luckily, in terms of the sport aspect, you know, the scheduling, whatnot, we've had our schedules done for quite some time now, and, you know, with COVID having seemed to have gotten better late spring and then over the summer, we really haven't had to do much with any, you know, kind of altering plans, although it has kind of ramped back up, so I'm hoping there's no last-minute changes that have to occur. So, I mean, as of right now, we're all kind of going into this, you know, I think a few school districts have had their school committee meetings. You know, we had ours last night. I know a few of the other NEC schools have theirs in the upcoming weeks. And there may be a mask mandate inside schools that gets brought back in. But for the most part, I mean, we're hopefully rolling into these fall sports as normal as we can, like a regular year. And if the kids have to wear masks or, you know, something along those lines, you know, it's not the end of the world. I'm sure the kids won't be overly thrilled, but hey, if after everything we went through last year, the only thing that they're asked to do this year is wear a mask, I think that's something we can definitely handle. So we haven't focused too much on any changes. If the MIA comes out with some new accommodations, obviously we'll have to bear with it and kind of roll with whatever they hand out. But really, the biggest focus for, at least in Winthrop, is just getting our building back in shape. And we had desks, equipment kind of scattered all over the place so we could accommodate for social distancing. So it's really just been getting everything back to where it should be and getting things ready to go for the fall sports to come in on Friday.
I'm looking at the schedule that you have posted up on the Northeastern Conference website, and just starting with football, it looks like you've got a scrimmage coming up a week from Thursday. Is that right? Or when do you guys actually start?
That's more of a, we do like a little, it's like a blue gold, like traditional, like inter.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, no, that's not really a scrimmage.
We
put it on there because the kids love seeing it as a scrimmage, but no, it's just like a fun little inter-squad mm-hmm. practice that they have that we call Blue Gold Day.
So when does fall sports begin? When do the kids show up for tryouts and so on?
So we have football will be there this Friday.
Oh, wow.
Yep, they have their first day on Friday, and then all of the remaining sports are starting on Monday. So we're right back at it.
That's really exciting. Yep. Matt, anything else you want to mention about anything going on with Winthrop High School athletics? Because, you know, back into it, and I know I'm sure you want to get the kids out there as quick as possible and get as many kids involved as you can.
Yeah, no, I'm grateful that we were able to play last year. I'm grateful that I work with a great group of colleagues and the ADs and the principals and the superintendents. You know, without all of their support, and again, with every community support, last year wouldn't have gone as well as it did. So I'm just really excited to, you know, get back to somewhat normal, whatever normal may be. But I'm just really excited to kind of get back into the routine of things and get these kids on the field, because at the end of the day, they're the ones that are missing out. I mean, I'll sit there, and I know the rest of my ADs feel the same way. We'll work 365 days if we have to, because at the end of the day, it's about the kids, and we just want to make sure that they have the best experience they can have.
Amen. That's Winthrop High School Athletic Director Matt Serino. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.